I've spent 5 years of my life preparing to come to Taiwan, but there was one day when I thought that we would never be able to come.
我虽然之前准备五年未来到台湾，但是曾经有一天，我觉得我可能来不了。
2 years ago, our missionary organization started the process of securing our visas to come to Taiwan.
大概两年前，我的宣教机构帮我准备，开始准备办台湾签证。
I had just announced to my congregation in Minnesota that we were leaving for the mission field.
所以那时候我跟我们在明尼苏达州的教会的会众会友就说呢，宣布说我们要准备要出发前往这个宣教的合场上去。
The church had already called their next pastor.
那教会也开始在招聘新的牧师。
Our organization then called to tell us that the government of Taiwan changed the requirements for a religious worker's visa.
但是在就在这时候呢，宣教机构突然打电话告诉我说呢，台湾政府改了一些规定，所以这个宗教工作者的签证现在规定不一样了。
Because governments like to change things and make our life harder every once in a while.
我们知道说政府有时候就会改一些规定，让我们日子比较不好过。
We needed to wait for one more year.
所以我们就只好再等一年。
So we moved to North Dakota to help a struggling church.
那在这一年中呢，我们搬到了北达科塔州去帮助一个比较有困难的教会。
God didn't close the door; He just said, "Wait."
所以神并没有把门关上，他只是叫我们再等候一下。
One year later, we were officially called and commissioned by the Church of the Lutheran Brethren to finally come to Taiwan.
所以过了一年以后呢，终于我们的这个路德信友教会，就正式就呼召我们，差派我们要来台湾。
Now we had to announce to another church that we were leaving for the mission field.
所以在这个新的教会呢，又很快我们要告诉教会说我们要准备要离开，前往宣教的合场上。
And we were excited.
我们当然很高兴，很兴奋。
But we also faced challenges.
但是我们也觉得这中有挑战。
Both of our cars broke down.
因为两台车都坏掉了。
We lost our health insurance.
也失去了健康保险。
Later, I started to have some pain in my right side.
不久，我的身体的右边开始觉得有疼痛。
The pain continued to grow until one day it was so bad I had to have my wife drive me to the emergency room.
所以这越来越痛，有一天痛到一个地步，我只好请我太太带我去急诊室。
The doctors did blood tests and sonogram tests, but they didn't have a good answer for my pain.
所以医生给我验血，照了超音波，但是好像找不到原因。
I couldn't afford to see another doctor until we came back to Minnesota.
所以那时候我们可能也没有时间、金钱再去找别的医生，所以我们就回到了明尼苏达州。
So we continued to sell all of our belongings and prepare to come to Taiwan.
我们开始把一些家当都卖掉，准备要来台湾了。
I continued to still be in pain.But we were determined to follow the path that Jesus had called us to.
虽然我是还在身体还持续在痛，但是我们决定说呢，也下定决心说呢，这是基督来呼召我们，那我们也就是跟随。
A good friend let us stay in her home until we were scheduled to go to missionary training.
这时候我们住在一位好朋友家中。
I was able to see a doctor finally.
一边就接受宣教训练，并且回到明尼苏达州以后又开始去看医生。
The doctor believed that my pain was caused by my gallbladder, so she scheduled surgery to remove it.
所以这位女医师呢，她就觉得说我这个疼痛应该是跟胆囊有关的，所以她就帮我安排要做动手术。
Finally, it seemed like all the obstacles on our way to Taiwan were being removed.
所以这动手术让我的感觉是说，好像这个障碍终于要被排除掉。
After I woke from surgery, the surgeon said that she didn't remove any of my organs.
但是当我从手术中恢复醒过来以后呢，那个外科医生倒是告诉我说，其实我什么都没有动。
Which is fine with me.
我觉得那也没关系啊。
I would like to keep all my organs.
我觉得保持全身器官也蛮好的。
But she was concerned about a spot on my stomach.
但是她对我的胃有一个地方开始感到担心。
And we asked her what it could be.
那我们就问说那是什么呢？
She said it could be cancer.
她说那可能是癌症。
She took a sample and she sent it to another hospital to run some tests.
所以她那个时候其实她把那取了一些检体，然后准备送到另外一个医院去做化验。
And they would call me as soon as they had an answer.
那她说会再用电话通知。
So I had three kids, a pregnant wife, no home, no belongings, nothing. But I might have cancer.
所以我的那时候光景就是我有三个小孩，我太太也怀孕，但是我已经无家可归了，东西都卖掉了，那我实在是一无所有，唯一拥有的就是可能我有癌症。
Have you ever felt like God has shut the door on you?
弟兄姐妹曾经觉得说上帝把门给关上吗？
You prepared well, you followed the path, but at the end of the road, the door is closed. Have you ever felt that way?
我也积极准备，那也这个决定跟随主走在正确的路上面，但是呢，就发现说最后走上的路是一条死路。你曾经有这样的感受过吗？
5 years before my surgery, my wife and I sat down and we told each other how we felt God was calling us to move to Taiwan and share the gospel.
就在这个手术的之前的五年，曾经有一天我跟我太太坐下来，我们谈，就觉得说彼此都觉得说，上帝呼召我们来台湾来传宣分享福音。
I had dreams of being in Taiwan and talking with people about Jesus.
我现在梦到来台湾，分享福音，来讲传讲耶稣。
I studied at seminary for 3 years.
在神学院也读了三年的书。
I served 2 different churches for 5 years.
而且在两个不同教会呢，也服侍了五年。
I filled out so much paperwork to come to Taiwan.
填了超多表格，为了要这办签证。
Our brothers and sisters in the church in America supported us with prayers and with finances and even a car when our cars broke down.
教会弟兄姐妹为我们祷告，甚至给我们金钱上的援助，甚至在我们最需要的时候也把车子就送给我们。
Everything seemed to tell us that we were heading down the right path, but now we seem to be at a dead end.
所有一切本来好像都显示我们是走在符合神的道路上面的，但是这个道路好像现在变成一条死路。
We had to cancel our missionary training.
所以这个宣教的这个训练也只能叫暂停。
And the only thing we could do was wait upon God for my test results.
在那个时刻，唯能做的就是等待上帝告诉我们这个化验的结果。
The day after my surgery, I opened my Bible and I read the Psalm reading for that week, which was Psalm 116, verses 1 through 9.
所以手术的隔天呢，那当我打开圣经，阅读当日的这个灵粮，那正好是诗篇的116篇。
I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy. Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. The snares of death encompass me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful.The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
我爱耶和华，因为他听了我的声音和我的恳求。他既向我侧耳，我一生要求告他。死亡的绳索缠绕我。阴间的痛苦抓住我，我遭遇患难愁苦。那时我便求告耶和华的名，说：耶和华，求你救我的灵魂。耶和华有恩惠，有公义，我们的神以怜悯为怀。耶和华保护愚人，我落到卑微的地步，他救了我。我的心啊，你要仍归安乐，因为耶和华用厚恩待你。主啊，你救我的命，免了死亡；救我的眼，免了流泪。救我的脚免了跌倒，我要在耶和华面前行活人之路。
This was my prayer every day for 2 weeks.
所以我就用这篇诗篇祷告了两个礼拜。
Even though it seemed like all was lost, I had God's own word to remind me that He has been gracious and merciful to me.
所以虽然好像我已经丧失了一切，但是呢，神亲自用他的话语来提醒我。他是有信实，他有恩惠，也充满怜悯，对我充满了怜悯。
He sent his son to die for me.
他甚至差派他的独生子为我而死。
He saved me from sin and death.
他将把我从罪恶与死亡中拯救出来。
Through Jesus, God has given me honor where there once was only shame.
在我人生以前是充满了羞辱，但是神亲自给我荣誉。
If I had nothing else in this world but Jesus.And that was enough.
如果我在这世上一无所有，但是我唯一拥有耶稣，那也就够了。
I was fortunate to have two nurses that I knew well, and both of them were Christians.
很幸运的，照顾我的两个护士呢，都是基督徒。
2 weeks after my surgery, I received a call.
两个礼拜后呢，他们有接到一通电话。
One of the nurses said, "We don't usually call patients this late, but you need to know that you don't have cancer."
所以护士告诉我说，我们通常没有会亲自告诉病人，但是呢，我很高兴告诉你，你没有癌症。
So my doctor scheduled another surgery, but again they didn't remove anything, they didn't change anything.
那虽然我说医生为我安排又一次的这个手术，但是这次手术也是什么都没有动。
My pancreas is wrapped around my stomach, and there's nothing they can do to fix it.
那他们发现所有的我的胰脏呢？缠绕的环绕我的胃，那所以这个太复杂，没办法做任何事情。
What a limian huntabie,
hansiguai,
very
strange.
It's just something I have to live with.
这是我就是要这样子过日子。
We were able to go to our missionary training.
那所以因此呢，我又回到了这个宣教的训练的课程上面。
Our visas were approved to come to Taiwan.
签证也办下来了。
The door opened wide.
门呢好像大大的敞开。
The path became clear.
那这个前面的路也显得非常的清晰。
God has been gracious and merciful to our family.
神对我们的家真是充满了恩典与怜悯。
Where we once had fear of cancer, God heard our prayers and He brought us safely to Taiwan to share His gospel.
所以我们虽然曾经为癌症这件事情感到恐惧呢，但神垂听了我们的祷告，并且让我们平平安安的带到了台湾。
I was asked to share my story this morning, all the struggles, all the challenges, and all the times that God has been faithful.
当我被邀请今天早上跟大家分享我的故事呢，什么样的故事呢？包含所遭遇到困难与挑战，以及在所有的情境里面上帝的信实。
And I want you to know two very important things about missionaries.
但是我想要跟大家分享两件，就是关于宣教士呢，有两个重点。
The first is that they are under attack.
第一个重点就是说，宣教士呢，其实在受到了攻击。
When Jesus commissioned his disciples in Matthew 28 verse 19, saying, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Satan wants to do everything he can to make sure that doesn't happen.
在耶稣在马太福音28:19里面，当他赋予门徒一个大使命，告诉门徒说呢，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。同时呢，撒旦他总是尽力要阻止这样的事情发生。
We have Lutheran brethren missionaries to Chad, Africa, who are now back in the USA because their youngest son needed a liver transplant.
所以在我们美国差会的有一位宣教士，他就到了这个非洲的查德，但是他们过不久回到美国。那主要原因是因为他们家的儿子呢，在需要肝脏移植。
And they don't know if they can ever go back.
他们不知道什么时候还能再回去。
Our missionaries need our prayers, not just in Taiwan, but all over the world.
所以宣教士真的需要大家祷告，不只是来台湾的宣教士，并且是传到全世界的宣教士。
Satan would like to have the spiritually dark places of the world to never see the light of the gospel.
世界上有些属灵的黑暗的地方，撒旦呢，他总是要阻止真光照亮那样的地方。
The second thing I want you to know about missionaries is that they're ordinary people, just like you.
那我也第二点想跟大家分享是呢，宣教士就跟我们每个人一样，只是普通人。
I'm not more special than you because I'm a missionary.
我不并不因为我是宣教士，我就显得比大家要更特别。
I'm not more holy than you because I'm a missionary.
我并没有因为是宣教士就比大家更圣洁。
God does not love me more than He loves you just because I'm a missionary.
上帝也没有爱我爱比爱你更多，只因为我是这个宣教士的关系。
Missionaries are people who think that the message of the gospel is so wonderful and so beautiful that they want to share it with everyone who doesn't yet know about Jesus.
宣教士只不过是我们认为福音是这么的美妙，那我们就迫不及待想要跟每个人分享耶稣，这样子而已。
And so we should all be missionaries.
所以在这个角度下，我们每个人其实都应该是宣教士。
God just calls some of us to go to a different country and to learn a new language.
只不过有些人呢，是去到另外一个国家去学另外一些的语言。
God calls to us like He did to the prophet Isaiah, saying, "Whom shall I send?"
就好比上帝曾经呼召先知以赛亚说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
And Isaiah responded, "Here am I, send me."
那以赛亚说，我在这里，请差遣我。
The writer of Psalm 116 told God, "O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds."
诗篇116篇的作者这样子告诉上帝说，耶和华，我真是你的仆人，我是你的仆人，是你卑女的儿子，你已经解开我的绑锁。
The last time I went to the bank, I couldn't understand what anyone was saying.
就是不久以前我去银行办事情，然后什么都听不懂。
And the teller couldn't understand what I was saying.
他们也听不懂我讲什么。
So I left feeling like I had nothing accomplished.
所以我那天只好就乖乖离开银行，什么都没有，事都没有办出来。
Some days are frustrating.
有时候日子真是蛮挫折的。
Some days it would be easier to go back where everyone understands what I'm saying.
有时候我觉得说，要是我回到讲英文的地方，那也是其实是超简单的，会比较容易一点。
But Jesus asked me to come, and I said yes.
但是当耶稣问我要不要来的时候，我已经回答说我要来了。
I need to remind myself that the Lord has been good to me, and He will continue to be good to me.
我必须要提醒我自己，上帝是对我这么好，这么的美好，并且我也相信他会对我一直都是这么好。
He will not abandon me.
他不会放弃我。
He's given me brothers and sisters here in Jubei.
那他已经在这竹北赐给我弟兄姐妹了。
He's been so good to me.
他对我是如此的好。
And I want to tell the people in Taiwan who don't yet know about the goodness of our God.
我也想把这么这样神的美好呢，告诉所有在台湾还不认识上帝、不认识耶稣的人。
Every day I walk by a little temple right across from Chiao Tung University.
那我每天早上都会经过，走路会经过交通大学前面有一个小小的庙。
I see students bowing with their incense sticks and offering the Earth God green grass tea. I haven't tried any. Is it good? Do you know?
It's really. wait. 我经过的时候就看到学生，常常看到学生是烧香在拜啊，并且会给这个那个土地公献上一瓶仙草蜜，那个好喝吗？不知道那个好不好喝。
I wonder how their prayers are answered.
其实我在想是，这样子的祈祷是怎么样得到回应的
？And I'm maybe fearful to ask who answers.Their prayers.
并且我很恐惧的觉得说，到底是谁来回应这样子的祈祷
？I want to talk with them about Jesus, but I'm only on book two in chapter four.
我真想跟他们分享耶稣，但是我中文还卡在第二册第四章。
So I can talk about the food I like.
我可以告诉大家我喜欢吃什么。
I can give you directions.
我可以跟你问路话，问我可以回答。
I wouldn't trust my directions.
我大概其实也回答不见得是对的。
I can describe the weather.
我可以讲论一些天气相关的事情。
I can apply for a job.
我也可以用中文去申请工作。
Yet I still can't talk about Jesus in Chinese.
但是我还是没法用中文讲耶稣。
But one day I will.
但是我迟早会。
And that's the reason we came.
那也这是为什么我要来。
That's the reason we're learning Chinese.
这也是为什么我要学中文。
That's the reason every day we struggle.Talking with people, so that one day we can tell them about Jesus.
那就是我们为什么每天都挣扎着要讲中文，目标就是希望有一天能够用中文来讲耶稣。
So pray for us as we continue to learn Chinese.
所以请为我们的中文祷告。
And we pray for you that you may share with your friends and your family how gracious, merciful, and good Jesus truly is.
那我也会为着你们能够跟朋友以及家人分享上帝的。恩典、怜悯以及耶稣是多么美好，我们也为你们来祷告。
谢谢你。
Thank you all。
弟兄姐妹平安。感谢主，让我们这一次的宣教夜能够邀请到两个宣教士来到我们当中。一个是韦恩，他们是从我们当中到远方去的；一个是从远方到我们这边来的。这都是给我们一个非常要紧的提醒，他们都有一个目标，就是要把福音传给未得之民。我们中华信义会是美国信友弟兄会的差会，差宣教士到这边来设立教会的，所以美国的差会他们继续的对台湾的未得之民有非常深的负担。所以最早期他们来到台湾，看到眷区没有福音工作，所以他们就在眷区传福音。当眷区的福音工作传了20年，开始有一教会建立之后，他们看到 客家人没有人把福音传给他们，所以他们开始做客家的福音事工。所以在80年代，我碰到了这些差会的宣教士，那么这个罗威信牧师这个邱福生牧师、陈义生牧师林天恩牧师，他们来台湾先学客家话。客家话，我认识邱福生牧师的时候，他还不会讲国语，然后他跟我讲客家话，我不会讲客家话，所以他就很奇怪，你怎么不会讲客家话？你住在新竹怎么不会说？他们有个期望，有个盼望，就是主的心意要把福音给未得之民。未得之民指的就是在我们身旁有一些人，在我们的社会当中，但是他们不容易听到福音，因着语言的缘故或其他的缘故，他们不容易听到福音，所以他们的眼目就为这一群人着急，渴望把福音传给他们。那么之前差会在我们的总会传达说有一对宣教士要来，但他们希望把福音给未得之民，所以他们觉得不再是客家人，因为客家人目前已经有不少的福音事工。但我们身边还有没有未得之民？如果我们仔细想的话，还有很多未得之民。我们有新住民在我们当中，我们有一些的外籍来这边工作的人在我们当中，但他们在我们的社会当中，他们是未得之民，他们的孩子是未得之民。所以当他们发出这样一个呼吁，总会有没有一个教会愿意接待他们？我凭着一股热心就说好，我们竹北来接待。我感谢神，从去年的年底到现在，我们教会的弟兄姐妹很用心的接待本恩他们一家，给他们许多的帮助这我们都感谢神。但我们不仅仅在生活当中给他们帮助，我们更要紧的是，我们教会希望在他们做未得之民的这一个福音的事工上跟他们配搭，或者他们跟我们配搭，就我们一起来做。所以我希望弟兄姐妹为这事祷告，也为自己祷告。如果上帝给你有跟人不一样的经历，有跟人不一样的成长的背景，甚至给你一些特别的恩典，你可以学语言比别人快，你可以跟这一群人的互动更容易取得他们的信任等等，那我想这都是我们需要为自己祷告。我们可以跨出一个步伐，可能是在我们这一生当中从来没有尝试过的，就像本恩刚才提到来台湾对他们来说是一个非常大的挑战，因为有未得之民在这边。宣教士给我的一个非常特别的一个感动，就是他们总是对那些福音是非常的用心。刚才本恩提到交大面前那一座小庙，如果大家有印象，几年前在我们当中从韩国来的宣教士洪牧师，他大家如果还有印象他有一天就到我的办公室，然后就说，李哥，很严肃地跟我讲，我每天从交大前面走过的时候，我就非常的不高兴，所以呢，我想找一个晚上进去把那里面的东西通通打掉。哇，我当时在想他真的会这么做，然后当时一想，他如果这么做的话，他大概就留不下来了，因为一定有监视器，一定有机会被人家逮到，说有一个长得比较不太一样的人进去把这里面的东西都打坏掉了。后来我花了一点时间得到他的同意，说他不会做这个事，我才放心。他们有一个心意，总觉得要在这个属灵的征战上毫无后悔的勇敢的去付出。 我想我们都在他们身上看到一个事实，就是回到救恩，回到救恩可以帮助我们，帮助我们。当他一无所有的时候，回到救恩的时候，他说只要有耶稣就什么都有。我们很熟悉的一个圣经的例子，少年人的官，耶稣要他变卖一切所有的，从人看一无所有的时候，只要有耶稣他就什么都有。所以求主帮助我们，帮助我们。本恩提到今天所要讲的题目的时候，我就说那你用主对我真好。弟兄姐妹，把这个放在我们的心上，因为他们觉得主对他们真好，所以他们愿意啊放下一切。主对他们真好，主也对我们真好，因为他亲自到世上来，为我们的罪死在十字架上，把那一个真正的生命赏赐给我们，所以我们不再是一个死人，我们是要在耶和华面前走活人之路。把这些放在我们的心上，可以让我们的心胸更加的宽广，不再为这世上许多小事情啊来困扰我们，来使我们在当中啊举足不前。求主帮助我们，借着这些在我们身边的宣教士再度的激励我们，我们要预备好自己去分享耶稣，预备好我们自己去分享。他们为着语言的缘故，他们很用心激励他们，那么来啊学习中文。我相信如果我们也有这样的心意，我们也会很快的去学习到怎么样跟人来分享福音。所以求主帮助我们，如果你愿意为自己祷告，我们接下来不久就要有一个三福的福音训练，那需要投入时间，需要花时间花精神去学习的。我都希望弟兄姐妹，我们记得在这边本恩再次提醒我们，因着救恩我们都是宣教士，因着救恩我们都有这样的一个使命职分在我们的身上。所以求主帮助我们，主对我们真的好，主对我们真的好。在我们当中，小恩传道他们夫妇一直有心愿啊成为跨文化的宣教。在我们当中啊，到九月份啊，到这个月满了四年，他们也很想出去受装备成为一个宣教士，但他们也有很多放不下的。所以求主帮助我们，弟兄姐妹在祷告中纪念他们。主怎么开路我们不太晓得，但我们相信本着上帝的恩典啊，我们可以在宣教的事上啊跨出这个步伐。我们在祷告中纪念，也在实质的行动中来投入，我相信这都是可以成为我们生命中极大的经历。所以在宣教业，我在跟弟兄姐妹啊一同，大家一同勉励，求主帮助我们开我们的眼睛，看见我们身边还有的那些在黑暗中的人，我们有一个迫切的心要把福音给他们。我们一起来祷告。主啊，我们感谢你，我们拿什么来报答你向我们所赐的一切厚恩呢？主啊，我们唯有举起救恩的杯，称扬耶和华的名，在众民面前向你还愿。是的，主啊，我们唯有回应你自己救恩的呼召，愿意把福音带给我们身边的人，愿意让那些还在死荫幽谷黑暗中的人能够听闻福音。爱我们的主，我们感谢你，因为你已经使我们得着救恩，你已经带领我们出黑暗入光明，就让我们成为一个你所喜悦的祭归给你。爱我们的主，谢谢你，让我们的心继续蒙你引导和带领，让我们继续的在当中 能够成为一个见证你名的人。你听我们众人在你面前的仰望跟祷告，靠耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。